USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo charged with a sex crime, forcible touching, a misdemeanor. According to court documents, in December, Cuomo forced his hand under a woman's blouse and onto her intimate body part. Albany County Sheriff Craig Apple on Friday.
We have an overwhelming amount of evidence. We have a victim who's been cooperating fully every day, every step of the way.
Cuomo's lawyer denies the charge. The Lincoln Project drawing fire for an insensitive photo in Virginia. The group of anti-Trump Republicans targeting the Republican candidate for Governor Glenn Youngkin on Friday. Five Lincoln Project members take a picture standing outside Youngkin's campaign bus in Charlottesville holding tiki torches. The torches bringing back memories of the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville 4 years ago. The photo drawing criticism from both Youngkin's camp and that of the Democratic candidate for Governor Terry McAuliffe. This is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Kids as young as 5 are closer to being able to get the COVID vaccine. The FDA on Friday grants emergency use authorization for Pfizer's vaccine for kids 5 to 11. Getting parents to allow their kids to be vaccinated could be the hard part, though. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona on ABC News.
Younger children, the parents of younger children may be a little bit more hesitant, a little bit more nervous about this. But what we're doing is leading with our medical experts, communicating the safety of this, the importance of this.
Pfizer says the vaccine is 90% effective at preventing symptomatic infection. The vaccine still needs CDC approval before shots can be administered. The CDC advisory panel meets Monday. The Supreme Court upholds a vaccine mandate. In a 6-3 vote Friday, the court rejects an emergency appeal from healthcare workers in Maine who are required to get vaccinated. The state offers no religious exemption, and those who don't comply can be fired. Oklahoma vows Friday to continue with lethal injections after a man being executed Thursday night reportedly vomits. This is the first time Oklahoma used lethal injection in 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Democrats see progress in passing big pieces of legislation. Here's Tim Berg.
Democrats say they will reach a decision soon regarding the hard infrastructure bill and social spending package. California Congressman and Progressive Caucus Deputy Whip Ro Khanna spoke about this on Fox News.
I believe we're very close to having both bills passed. We will have a significant investment in infrastructure, including our ports.
He adds that people can, in fact, vote on the two bills separately, even though Democrats like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have advocated for both bills. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An anti-Trump Republican won't seek re-election. Wendy King has more.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger, a Republican from Illinois who's been one of the GOP's most vocal critics against former President Trump, is saying that he's going to leave Congress. Kinzinger said he won't seek re-election in 2022 after a new Illinois redistricting map put him in the same district as a more Trump-aligned Republican. Kinzinger was one of only a few House Republicans who voted earlier this year to impeach former President Trump over the January 6th Capitol attack. Kinzinger, who was one of two Republicans on the House committee investigating the January 6th attack, said more extreme elements have taken over politics and that dehumanizing others has become a path to survival. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.